Unseen Academicals by Terry Pratchett. Read by Tony Robinson. Midnight in Ankh-Morpork's Royal Art Museum. It occurred to new employee Rudolf Scattering that it might have been a good idea to tell the curator about his fear of absolutely everything. That everything in here was dead didn't help at all. Then he heard the sob. He raised his lantern in a shaking hand, a sound like the scraping of pottery. The shelves exploded. He went over backwards, and the expanding cloud crashed into the shelves on the other side of the room. The day staff found Rudolf deeply asleep and covered in dust. They listened to his garbled explanation, but put it out of their heads because of the find. Mr. Scattering left. He never told anyone about the gloriously glittering lady holding a ball who smiled at him before she vanished. But perhaps it's time to talk about beds. Lectrology, the study of the bed, can tell you a great deal about the owner. The bed of Arch-Chancellor Ridcully of Unseen University, for example, is an eight-poster, encompassing a small library, a bar and a shutaway privy. The bed of Trevor Likely is anywhere, a friend's floor, a stable hayloft. Glenda sleeps in an ancient iron bed, held off the floor by romantic novels. She would die if anyone found out, or possibly they'll die if she finds out that they've found out. Juliet Stollop's bed was marketed by her mother as fit for a princess, and is, more or less, almost all less.